During the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learnt from reading the word of the Lord, as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet, that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. Daniel tells us that he knew that Jerusalem would lie desolate for 20 years because he read the words of the prophet Jeremiah that had prophesied this. Daniel went back to the scriptures. He went back to a source that he knew was reliable and understood what was happening, what God was doing. And Daniel shows us how important it is for us to learn the scriptures, to understand what God is doing. Back then, Daniel did not have, obviously, the New Testament, but we do. We have God's plan fully revealed, and not just Jesus Christ coming to live on earth and die for our sins, to be resurrected and to ascend to his right hand. But we also have the start of the early church, what Paul was doing, going out, preaching the gospel of Jesus to all those new nations, what happened to those faithful disciples who followed Jesus when he called them, and also right at the end, the revelation of John. Everything is given to us, and God says this in his word, that everything is good for us, to build us up, but for all us as well, to know from the beginning until the end of the Bible, God's plan for our salvation, how important we are to him. And, you know, so many people will dismiss the Bible, dismiss parts of the Bible, say this, I believe this part and I don't believe that part. Well, Daniel was trying to understand what was happening, and he looked to Jeremiah to understand what was happening. That gave him perspective, that gave him an understanding. And as Christians, whether we come to faith and we're new Christians on that journey, or whether we've been Christians for a long time, it's so important to read and understand the Bible. And when we go through different things in our lives, and many Bibles have them, and I know my Bible in the back has a different section with things that help with confidence, with correction, with timidness, with trustworthiness, with which, whatever it is, that we can go and say, I'm going through this time, what are the verses that will help me to understand what this is? Not just times of trouble, but times of joy and plenty as well. God has given us his Bible, and it has been handed down to us through the generations and faithfully translated so we can understand it in many different languages, so we can understand God's word to us, what it means for us today, what it reveals of God's plan, and how it can build us up and also correct us when we are going wrong. Daniel didn't just try guess, he went back to the source to understand, and that source was inspired by God. It told Jeremiah. Jeremiah prophesied it. It happened, and then Daniel understood it. We need to take that lesson as Christians, that everything that God's given us in his holy book is good and trustworthy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your book. Thank you for the good it gives us. Thank you that it also helps us in the good times and the bad. Amen.